We prioritize the needs of our investors so much ahead of our own to say, hey, we're all going to profit from this real estate together eventually. But at first, we're going to make sure that you get all of your capital back and that we have no fees and that we get to a place where you have $0 in the deal. That's from understanding the psychology of investors.
Welcome to Surgeon Syndicate. If you're paying attention, you know that you only make money when you work. It might be great money, but it's dependent on you. The information on this podcast will help you solve that. We interview experts and provide analysis into financial freedom through commercial real estate. Why? To help physicians like you thrive. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to Surgeon Syndicate. We are here today for the second half of our conversation with Elaine Stagerberg. Elaine, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to continue our conversation here.
Elaine is a principal at Black Swan Real Estate. If you didn't listen to the first half of this conversation, please go back and listen to it because there is so much value in their perspective of how they run their business and the correlation to how Mayo Clinic runs. And one of these great things when you see doctors using their doctor training to fit into something else too. Elaine is a psychiatrist, and this is the part I've been wanting to get to. And there was so much good stuff in the first half, I never got to it. So this is my chance to redirect the conversation. So, you know, as a surgeon, as you come into real estate or doing something big and different in life, it almost seems cliche in real estate circles. And you hear it all the time. It's 80% mindset, 20% execution, to the point that when I first started, it was almost nauseating. Like, okay, I get it. You need the right mindset. But the longer you do it and the longer you try and do something different from what everybody else is doing, you realize that, and it's not just finding the mindset, it's continuing the mindset. Mm-hmm. So as a psychiatrist and dealing with doctor investors, because that's most of who we're really catering to in this show, I'm not even sure how to ask this as a question other than an open-ended of what have you seen with doctors in investing in real estate and the things they're scared of, the things that they find rewarding? How can you expand on that? I guess it's the fear thing I see a lot with doctors.
Yeah, that's an excellent topic to bring up. So I am really grateful that I've trained as a psychiatrist, though I'm no longer practicing clinical medicine. I spend about half of my time working directly with our investors, and then I spend about half of my time leading and guiding our property management company. So we're vertically integrated, which means we manage all of the assets that we own. We have a team of about 50 full-time employees here in Rochester and about 30 full-time employees in Tacoma, Washington. And both of those groups, it's all about personal development. It's all about helping someone to understand who they are, understand their identity, and then moving them toward a future vision of themselves. Let's talk about like the team member side first, and then we'll bounce back over to the investor side. Helping our team members to understand that we do more than property management, that home is such an integral part of people's overall lives, their livelihoods. It's a major decision of where someone spends most of their time, where someone spends most of their money. And there can be a lot of feelings in that of, what if I rent from a property manager who doesn't treat me well? Or what if I submit a maintenance ticket and it doesn't get responded? Or what if something comes up in my job and I need to pay rent a few days late? Like, is there safety there? And helping our team to understand that property management is taking care of one of the most important decisions in any individual's life, which is where they live. And that's who we are, and that they can build their careers inside of that framework, and that we have all these advancement opportunities for them because the company is growing and because we have such a long range vision. That all comes from my training as a psychiatrist and helping people move through the stages of development. And then on the investor side, right, there's two things that every human has all sorts of feelings from: our childhoods, our religions, the perspectives that if we have a partner in our lives that they bring, it's sex and money. Those are the two biggest things that people have all sorts of fears around, and they think about these topics and they wonder, are they doing it right? They want to maybe do it differently, but they're not quite sure how to do it. And to be able to give people that space to say, tell me about what you want from your investments, like set aside the dollar amounts, but tell me, what are the dreams you have for yourself? What does a perfect day look like for you? Where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years? Understanding that and then working backwards to say, okay, to make these things happen, these are the financial inputs that will get you there. And then simultaneously saying at the same time, We all know hundreds of examples of humans that have more money than you could ever even count. And yet they don't have good lives, right? Think of any given celebrity that goes down the path of substance use, suicide, all of the things. And then we also know of countless examples of people who have nothing and yet are extremely happy, monks, nuns, people that have pledges of poverty. And so financial freedom is great because it starts the conversation. Freedom is the most important word in that phrase. Financial is like 20% of it. Freedom is 80% of it. And helping people to say, like, say, for example, $10,000 per month of passive income is a common narrative that people have. Oh, when I hit $10,000 per month of passive income, I will miraculously have freedom. And that's kind of ingrained in us in our medical training of, oh, when I finish medical school, everything will be great. When I finish residency, I'll have made it. Nope, now I want to be chief resident. Oh, when I'm done with that, then fellowship, right? On and on and on. So we kind of take that mindset into our financial lives as well. And I really love teaching people that, hey, we're going to help you with that piece. Believe it or not, that's actually quite easy. The real work is that you find the freedom in your own heart. And you know that the money helps you with the logistics of your life, but the freedom comes from your own heart and walking people through that journey. And I've seen it time and time again from years and years and years of working with investors now that they'll get, say, $1,000 or $2,000 per month of passive income. Not enough to have really changed their lives, right? Not enough to have put a kid through college or paid off the mortgage or any of those things. And they'll say, I just feel completely different. I feel the freedom that I thought I would feel at $10,000 or more because I've worked on my mindset. And now chasing the financial freedom, it comes from a different place. It comes from a place of lightness and potential. And it's like a game. It's, hey, what more can I get for myself? How can I have an even better life? I already have the life that I desire so much because I chose to believe that, because I chose to believe that the freedom comes from within me. And then the rest of it is just building the pieces around it. And so doing that with investors, having individual investor calls, sharing that in our messaging, in the teaching that we don't do a ton of like really deep real estate teaching. I mean, we do, but people can get a lot of that on Bigger Pockets and other places. We really talk about who people become in the freedom journey, who people become as they're deciding what their legacy will be, doing that with our coaching and just seeing the life transformation that comes from that. And then this like light bulb moment for people when they realize, oh, the investment part, that's actually pretty easy. It's the heart set and the mindset that needs to come into alignment first, or at least during the process. And then the investment side, it figures itself out.
So do you have, because I started down this road, it was funny, initially, right after the podcast launched, I had multiple people in the hospital, oh, tell me about this real estate thing. Oh, that's great. I want to invest. I want to. And then most of them still haven't. And it's this road of becoming comfortable. It sounds really exciting at first, and then it's too different, and then it's really scary. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine you have a good number of doctors in your circle between your background and Mayo. Do you see that same thing? Do you see that this sounds great and then wait, it's kind of scary. I'm going to leave it all an index fund and just leave it in the stock market.
Absolutely, right? That's human nature, right? Our brains are designed to help us survive. They're not designed to help us thrive. And getting over that like hump, so to speak, takes work for someone. So it takes someone going through an identity change of looking around at what's conventionally available through, say, doing a typical 401k investment, locking up that capital until 59 and a half or 65, whatever the ages are, locking oneself into market-based returns and saying, but I want something different. And who I am is someone who wants something different. And here are all of the reasons why. Here's all of the potential pleasure that I stand to gain from changing my identity. Here's all the potential pain that I avoid that I stand to gain from changing my identity. And then surrounding oneself by people who have walked that path, because we are social beings. We look to other humans to say, how should we behave? Is that a safe way to behave? Is there pleasure ahead and the avoidance of pain ahead? And so helping people through that journey and doing so with grace and love and saying, just watch our journey for a while, or watch the journey of other fellow real estate investors and see what it's like and make decisions that move you toward that identity. Make small investments, go to a meetup, listen to a podcast. Just like the first day you sat in rounds and everyone was speaking and your head was like going back and forth and you thought your neck was going to break because you're like, I don't even know what these people are saying. But then a few months later, everything makes sense. And a few years later, you're literally making the decisions in your sleep. The same thing is true of real estate investing. And there's an identity shift that comes along with that learning curve. And just being there for people through that identity shift and helping them to see the potential pleasures, see what potential pain can be avoided. It's a big part of the reason as we structured our passive investment options that we de-risked them so much to make it so that it's a what we perceive to be a no-brainer decision. We prioritize the needs of our investors so much ahead of our own to say, hey, we're all going to profit from this real estate together eventually, but at first we're going to make sure that you get all of your capital back and that we have no fees and that we get to a place where you have $0 in the deal. That's from understanding the psychology of investors and understanding how can we make it so that this deal feels like there's very little pain for them and instead a lot of pleasure. And all of that comes from my understanding of human psychology, you know, from studying as a psychiatrist. Money and sex are the two things people want to talk about. The second thing that people always want to talk to us about is Nick and I, my husband, we run our company together. After we answer all of their financial questions, they're always like, how are you guys so in love? How do you work with your spouse, right? Like, and guiding people through that journey of if there's a partner in your life, getting on the same page around finances is going to improve your marriage. It's going to improve the lives you have with your children. And that's an identity shift piece as well. But as humans, we have so much potential for growth. And these money conversations are just a reason to get into conversation with people to talk about growth and the future.
We'll get back to our show in a minute. But first, I want to offer you an opportunity to accelerate your learning. My life changed and my ability to start becoming work optional change when I gained the people and the knowledge to start investing in commercial real estate. One of the key people there was Ash Patel and joining his Invest Beyond Multifamily Mastermind. With that, I had the people and the knowledge. Well, that mastermind is no longer open, but for a fraction of the price, Ash has now made a course, and this is probably the most valuable set of information, the quickest way to move along your learning curve. So if you are interested in actively investing in commercial real estate and retail and industrial and office, I would recommend this course to you. We're going to include a pre-sale link both in the show notes. It'll also be on the surgeonsyndicate.com website. And in your checkout, we'll save you another 1%. I know it's not a lot, but every little bit helps if you use the discount code MIKE1487. So take that step now and move your future forward. If you're not interested in investing actively, give us a call here at Fortress Capital and let's talk about what your goals are as a passive investor. But it's time to stop listening, start acting, and let's move your future forward.
The one thing that you said in the beginning that you're no longer practicing clinical psychiatry, I think you are.
I do.
Just under a different model.
I just don't prescribe, basically.
That's so incredible. Yeah, now I'm stuck, like I've lost for a question because I was so listening to what you were saying and thinking about that pathway. And for so many doctors, I think we get so stuck where you put all these years into being trained and then you end up in a place where so many doctors and with where burnout is at and you're not happy and you're frustrated. And for me, I went through burnout and my biggest frustrations were the system. The whole system felt like it was at every little bit was inhibiting me from doing a good job at what I was doing and making it less efficient and more. And so that was a problem. But then for most docs, they're like, well, what else am I going to do? And so they feel stuck in that system. Mm-hmm. And I think financially, it's almost the same thing that to step out financially versus the, oh, well, I don't understand the investing and it's scary. So I'm going to de-risk it by putting it in with everybody else, which I think is the classic index fund. Well, at least if I've got all my money in an S&P index fund, then if I lose, everybody lost. And so we're all in the same boat together. And so there's comfort in that. And so that it is, it's like this constrained life that I've got a job that pays good money and I'm stuck in it. So I'm just going to grind it out till I get to the end. And I'm going to move the money into this
investment vehicle that's the most common predictable thing, and this is my path. So it was really interesting what you were saying about how you, it's developing a whole different perception of self, of who I am, rather than like the martyr stuck suffering for everybody through every day. You develop an idea that, wait, I can be so much more. Mm-hmm. And I can be happy, and I can have goals and dreams still, and I'm not just stuck in this role. So that's pretty cool. And maybe that helped me see like, oh, that, wow, what a difference for what people are trying to get over. That it's a scary thing. I mean, I like to talk about being work optional. You know, you meet doctors who don't have to keep practicing, and they keep doing it because they're like, I have fun doing it now. But usually they're not doing it 6 days a week when they're having fun doing it. Except for one of my partners, who is the hardest working person I've ever met. And he does locums on his weekends off because I think he just loves it so much. He's like, yay, I'm doing urology. But that, go ahead.
I have a little mindset thing that I've been toying with lately that I'd love to teach for a few minutes, if that's
okay.
It's basically this idea that in many professions where we've trained for so long that our time becomes so valuable, right? So medicine very much fits into that bucket. We are trained to make very quick decisions, right? We're trained to take a quick look at the medical chart, go in, ask a few questions. If you're a proceduralist or a surgeon, lay eyes on the thing, figure it out, make a decision, decide what the plan is, deploy the resources, and go on and do it again and again and again. And then we're even more kind of swamped by that because of modern reimbursement, insurance, and those sorts of things. But even taking away insurance and scheduling and all of those things, the nature of our profession is that we examine a body of information, we make a quick decision, and then we move on and we treat the next person. And that then leads to a feeling of a mindset of making quick judgments, because it serves us in medicine to make a quick judgment. Hey, I see these three lab values. This is what the patient needs. Hey, they've had these five side effects to this medication. Let's change to this other class. I know exactly how to help this person as quickly as possible. And I find that stepping away from that can feel somewhat scary for people, but it opens up this real opportunity for deep personal growth and seeing things from a beginner's mindset and seeing things from a place of deep curiosity and asking oneself, how can I stay out of judgment and stay in curiosity? And how can I ask questions about this? How can I think of a way that I've never thought about this situation this way before? How can I have an entirely different perspective? And remembering that although part of the culture of medicine is that we make those quick decisions because we've trained our brains with all of the algorithms that we can run it as quickly as possible and find the source of pain and make the decision, medicine at its root is a profession of curiosity, right? Think about the people who came decades or centuries before us, like literally cutting open human bodies and not knowing what was inside and figuring out how do these things relate to each other and figuring out what is a microscope and how do we look at cells. Like that is a culture, that is a profession of deep intellectual curiosity. And the more we can kind of shift from that quick judgment mindset and say, hey, this serves me well in these situations, but the real culture of my profession is this curious mindset, this open mindset, and then taking that into other areas of our lives, of exactly like you were saying, of, well, everyone else is investing in the S&P 500. I could make a quick decision and just do that too. Or I could say, how can I think about this in a way that I've never thought about before? Because I come from a profession that has deep intellectual curiosity, right? Doctor means to teach. Well, to teach, you first have to learn. You first have to figure out the system. And shifting that, and something that I'll recommend to people is set a time, maybe 7 or 10 days, for the next 7 or 10 days, every time you feel your brain about to make a decision, try to pause and in that moment say, how can I be curious about this? How can I think about this in a way that I haven't thought about before? What's a new piece of information I can bring into my decision-making algorithm? And the amount of personal growth that will come from that is extraordinary. And then that opens up the mindset to, well, what if I do want to do something different in my career? Or what if I do want to do something different in my investment portfolio? Because you come from that curiosity-based way of thinking.
That's awesome. I feel like I'm here sitting learning from you now rather than me being the host, that I'm here for my session with Dr. Lane.
Well, good.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much. You know, we're here and we're kind of towards the end of our time and we can keep going. But I mean, is there anything you wanted to share that we haven't gotten to that you think would be important to doctors who are out there looking at investing in real estate or even just changing that mindset about how we go through our day to make life more rewarding?
So first of all, if you're listening, right, you have moved down the chain of behavior change, right? There's pre-contemplative, contemplative, so forth and so on until we get to behavior change. So even by being a person who is listening to this podcast, you are moving yourself down that chain. Recall that experience that I talked about earlier of there was a time when you sat in rounds and you had very little clue what was going on. And then eventually you understood the conversation. And then eventually you participated in the conversation. And then eventually you led the conversation. And then I always like to joke that eventually you then made the decisions literally in your sleep, right? We've all been on call and we've had those pages in the middle of the night. And we know the information so well that we can make a decision right there in the middle of the night. That same thing can be true of your real estate investing journey. So you're somewhere in that spectrum. Maybe right now you're listening. And you're like, I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about. Just keep listening. The conversations will start to make sense. And then eventually you'll be able to start making the decisions and then start leading the decisions. And just like on rounds, we don't just sit there and do the checklists and do the spreadsheets. We go out and we see the patients and we make the decisions and we go back and say, this is the decision that I would make and here's why. Same thing with investing. The great thing about investing is no one's going to die. By the time you have trained yourself to be a physician and you make literally life or death decisions, investing is so much easier than that. I can't stress how true that is. Make some decisions, make some small decisions, get in the arena, get some practice. You can only learn so much by listening, by reading books, doing courses. Just like in medicine, you learn by doing. And so just get out there and make some investments, see what works, see what you enjoy, see what aligns with your interests, and then go from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Elaine. This has been such a great conversation. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate all our listeners for being here. Again, please leave us a review. We really enjoy your reviews. And join us again here on Surgeon Syndicate. Thank you again, Elaine.
We'll get back to our show in a minute, but first I want to offer you an opportunity to accelerate your learning. My life changed and my ability to start becoming work optional changed when I gained the people and the knowledge to start investing in commercial real estate. One of the key people there was Ash Patel and joining his Invest Beyond Multifamily Mastermind. With that, I had the people and the knowledge. Well, that mastermind is no longer open, but for a fraction of the price, Ash has now made a course. And this is probably the most valuable set of information and quickest way to move along your learning curve. So if you are interested in actively investing in commercial real estate, in retail, in industrial, in office, I would recommend this course to you. We're going to include a pre-sale link both in the show notes. It'll also be on the surgeonsyndicate.com website. And in your checkout, we'll save you another 1%. I know it's not a lot, but every little bit helps if you use the discount code MIKE1487. So take that step now and move your future forward. If you're not interested in investing actively, give us a call here at Fortress Capital and let's talk about what your goals are as a passive investor. But it's time to stop listening, start acting, and let's move your future forward. This has been an episode of Surgeon Syndicate. If you found value in this episode, know other surgeons are hungry to become job optional. You can help them by sharing this content today. I also want to serve you better, so I want to offer you two things. Number one, I'll be able to give you the content in an even better way if you can take a moment and leave an honest review of the show explaining what you like and what you don't. Number two, if you are a surgeon and serious about this, you don't want to do this on your own because you don't want to make mistakes with your money. I'd be happy to help. Schedule a call and we can make a plan. Looking forward to having you with me on the next episode.